Blog Talk Radio.
JP, what's going on?
Well, you know, I've been in a few relationships, and I don't know if I can take it again. I can't stop now. I want to know what love is.
Ace, you want to feel that one?
Yeah, I think really the only thing you can do for yourself at this point is to acquire a weapon and point it directly at your forehead and pull the trigger.
You're going to go blow a guy at DEF CON, and what?
Two to three guys.
There's what?
Two to three of them.
My God, woman. What are you, hedging your bets? What the hell's going on?
Oh. Anytime a male achieves orgasm, a little bit of his soul actually leaves through the tip of the penis.
When I think about Ace, you know, there's this surge in my pants, and it makes me feel wonderful.
So I get the same surge. I can totally relate.
Well, you know, we should all get together then, because I think it would be really a lot of fun. What do you say, Ace?
How much money you got?
Check, check two.
You're tuned to Love Bites. The call-in line is open. 347-826-7667.
Oh yeah. Welcome to yet another edition of Love Bites. I'm Vince in the Bay. Welcome. I'm here to facilitate all your love and relationship advice needs. I am going to be joined by my co-host, Ace. He goes by Official Ace on Twitter. And we're here to answer your calls and help you with you, the young people, the future of our world and of the internet. We're here to help you find love and keep it and cherish it. How's everybody in the chat room? Let's do a real quick chat room roll call. Big ups to Adolf Ghostler, Alpha Kenny One, COG in the house, Canadian Glenn in the building. What's up, Canadian Glenn? Green Pirate, seriously. A bunch of guest listeners. Mr. Crazy in the building. Who else do we have here? We have Paradox, Poop Tickler, Sick Girl, The Bunny, hey Bunny, Ukraine Inferno, and X You Out. Hey everybody, let's get right to it, shall we? This is a call-in show. We're here for you, the caller, and I'm going to be joined by my co-host tonight, who is a practicing internist and addictionologist and trained psychologist. He's also author of many New York Times best-selling books on sex and relationships. Official Ace will be here momentarily, but until he gets here, I will be fielding your calls. I am an expert on love as well, and I've been in love a few times. I've made love to a few women, and I've never been married. But I have had three prominent relationships that were total failures. So I feel like I've lived and learned a little. I've also come down with a cold. So if I sound like nasally and stuffy, and you hear droplets of mucus falling on my microphone, please excuse me. Okay, we got callers. Let's go to the phone lines. Caller from the 415. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, hello. Vincent. At the end of the day, I want to literally have a sandwich with you and Subasco. I would love to literally suck on your small dick and spit it into your mouth while you also literally drink the cum coming out of Subasco's pussy at the end of the day. Literally.
That's it. You've been on hold since like 15 minutes before the show started. And that's all you can write? Seriously.
Yes.
You have plenty of time to develop more material than that. And you used Basco like 5 times. That's cheating. All right, next caller. 202, area code 202. You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Hey, Vince. It's Neil. How are you?
Neil who?
Neil Rauhauser. Who else?
Hey,
what
Neil
other Neil
Rauhauser.
Calls you?
Neil, good to hear from you. Tonight is a sex and relationship advice show. Do you have any sex or relationship advice that you need?
You know, I want to ask for a couple other people. And it's kind of been this running issue that I've had in my life. I was the only straight guy in the 100 best male...
Wait a second. Wait. You're straight?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
My gaydar went off on you the moment I first talked to you. Let me tell a little more of the story.
So I'm in the 100 best male nudes on Flickr. I'm the only straight guy in there. And the only reason I get in is I know the group founder, and we were doing this 365 days portrait stuff. And, you know, I posted a couple nudes, and then I just did the rest of the 365 days thing. And a whole bunch of these conservatives have, like, latched on to this one picture that was in this group. And I swear, I'm, like, the guilty pleasure of 10,000 closeted rednecks all over North America. And I'm just wondering, what could be done for these guys that, you know, they want a little of the D, but they're just not able to, because of societal pressures,
What these guys have to do is they have to stick with the toe tapping in the bathrooms and doing everything behind closed doors. It would ruin their careers politically if they were to expose their most deepest carnal desires that they act out in private. And that's, you know what, hey, I'm all for, I consider myself a fiscal conservative and a social libertarian. So I'm pretty much like, you know, as long as you're not transgressing against me directly, then, you know, hey, sky's the limit, bro. If you want to fuck animals, you know, just don't fuck mine. Not that I have
Dude, you have to check this. I was looking at some other stuff the other night on YouTube, and look up Colombia and donkey fucking. There's apparently a region.
Okay,
in
I'll
Northern
do that, Neil.
Colum-
Thanks a lot. Appreciate the call. 347-826-7667 is the number. That was going down a path I wasn't ready for. I'm just not. I'm sorry. This is a. Maybe I should have prefaced that this is a human sex and relationship advice show. This is for humans. For I think it's even in the description. Young adults, yes. Okay, I should have put it species in there. God damn it. All right, folks. From now on, we're just sex and relationship advice and information that pertains to human beings, okay? There are no animals that listen to my show. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Caller from the 727, you're on the air. What's up?
Hi.
Hi.
My name is John.
Who? Wait, are you a guy or a girl first off?
I'm actually a guy.
How old?
Yeah,
wait a second. Wait. How old are you?
I'm 13.
Jesus Christ. Where are you calling from?
Florida.
Florida.
Yeah, I just want to share something. When I was only like 10 years old, I was molested by some guy. He was wearing a party costume, and you know, he was giving me oral.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't know how to stop that. And he even made me do it with him. Like, and I got the sex disease. Do you know how I can probably hear it?
I have no idea what you just said. It was just sounded like.
Yeah, it was
It was just show's too short to fucking figure out what you're saying. Plus, I think it's past your bedtime. 347-826-7667 is the number. Vince in the Bay here, dishing out love and relationship advice for you. I'm here for you. This is not entertainment. We're not dicking around here, okay? We're trying to help people, okay? I've noticed that there's just a lot of negativity on the internet, okay? And a lot of you people came here from the internet, and I'm here to help you. You people are dysfunctional. You people hate yourself, and you hate everybody around you. I'm here to alleviate that, okay? I'm here to help you find love, all right? You people are doing it wrong. I follow most of you people on Twitter. You're just all doing it wrong, okay? And I'm here to correct things, all right? Okay, let's go back to the phones. 661, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, 661.
Oh, my God. If it's not our old friend, OpNoPro. What's up, NoPro?
It is. I just know that, well, first of all, hello and good to talk to you.
Fantastic to hear from you, my friend.
Yeah. You know, being one that's a little bit older than most people, I notice that it gets better the older you get because you have so much history behind you. And also, you know, given that experience, post-sex, it's just a much better equation because you can balance things in your mind better and you take less for granted. So I don't think everybody on the internet's ripped out and fucked up.
Yeah, they are. Why do you think they're on the internet, dude? Because they can't fucking cut it in real life. That's why I'm on the internet.
Well, I'm on the internet once in a while because I'm reading news and things like that, but certainly not to have relationships. You know,
dude, that's
all that I'm doing.
Yeah, that's my, you know, oh my God. Folks, if you're looking on Twitter for love, good luck. You're going to get nothing but heartache. You're lucky if you'll find a sociopath that doesn't want to kill you, okay? You'll be lucky, okay? Yeah, forget it. It just never works out. It never works out. Rebel, give it, dude, you've only been with one for like 6 months, bro. That's nothing, dude. I know that's long in internet years, but, dude, in the bigger scope of things, no. She's gonna rip your hair out. She's gonna rip your heart out and fucking shred it into little pieces. Trust me. It's gonna happen, dude. It always happens. All these fucking internet bitches do the same shit. Okay? They flirt with you. They, you know, everything's fine and dandy, and then they just fucking out of nowhere they rip the rug out from underneath you. And they fucking slay your heart in two. Don't look for love on the internet, kids. Just don't. Just trust me. I've been there too many times. Don't do it. All right, more calls. Stay right there, OpNoPro. I guess you're my co-host because Ace fucking played hooky tonight, it looks like. Here we go, another caller. Cave Johnson, you're on the air. What's up?
I want to literally suck Vince in the basic and literally lick Sue Basco's Jewish pussy at the end of the day. I love literally fucking Jewish girls and literally fucking anti-Semites. I also want to give a shout-out to Sue Basco, my Jewish lesbian lover.
That's it. This call's been on hold the whole time, too. You had all this time, and that's what you came up with. Again, you used Basco like five times, dude. It's cheating. Next caller. Area code 213, you're on the air. Who's this?
I mean, help! I mean, in my personal opinion, Vince in the Bay is a good piece of ass.
Really? You're going to troll me with ghost soundboards? Really? What is this? Fucking 2011? What the fuck is going on here? 347-826-7667 is the number. I'm Vince in the Bay. It looks like Ace stood me up tonight. I actually got shit right this time. And you know, last week I booked a 15-minute show instead of a half-hour show. And, yeah, and Ace showed up for that. But the minute he found out he had to do double the work tonight, he just pussied out. I don't know. Anyway, 347-826-7667 is the number. I'm Vince in the Bay. I'll be here for 15 more minutes giving you love and sex and relationship advice. I just dished out one of my number one rules as far as finding love. Don't find it on the internet. Just don't do it. Everybody on the internet is a fucking psychopath. Don't do it. Okay, block number. Caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
Is it true that you've received oral sex from a gay man?
No, he was straight. We were just experimenting. 347-826-7667 is the number. I'm Vince in the Bay. Feel free to call in and join me here. My co-host was supposed to be Official Ace. Bunny says Ace can't get through. What do you mean he can't get through? Was he stuck in traffic? It's a fucking number. Tell him to call it. It's not hard. 347-826-7667. I say it like every 5 minutes. Oh my God, this is terrible. I'm sick. I really don't. I really wish Ace would have showed up. He's the expert. I'm supposed to be like the color commentator here. Or the play by. I'm more the play by play guy. He's the commentator. He's the guy that knows the game. But you know, I guess I'm just gonna do this by myself. I got no pro with me holding things down. Neil, are you still here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. Okay. So Neil and No Pro are with me. We're a trio of old fags here, and we've got a lot of experience between the three of us, I'm sure. And we can certainly help you out if you have any needs. Let's try this call. Caller from the 650. You're on the air. Who's this?
It's Sarah, but I'm gonna drop off so that you can get through.
What? Who? Huh? Who's this?
It's Sarah, but I'm going to hang up so that Ace can get through.
Oh. Well, okay. Sure. Go for
right.
it. That was Sarah. Oh, you know what? Is that what the deal is? I can only take so many calls at one time because it's a 30-minute show? Whatever. Caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
Nigger,
I can't tell. Is that somebody just saying that over and over, or is it a loop?
That's a loop, man. That was too mechanically perfect.
Okay. Yeah, I think you're right. I think that was a loop. Good call. 347-826-7667. I'm Vince in the Bay. We've got 12 minutes to go here. I'm sorry that my ace in the hole, official ace, couldn't make it tonight. But fuck it, dude. I got Neil and I got No Pro with me. Between us, we have over 9,000 years of experience on the internet, so we can probably help just about anybody who calls in. Here's a number. Caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
Oh, yeah. No, I just want to say hi to Op No Pro, and Vince, you're a fucking faggot, so fuck off.
Who's that?
I think that's Vincent, the other Vincent.
Hey, Trev.
The real Vert. Yes.
How are you, man?
Oh, I'm doing great. Vince decided to tell everybody that I beat women, even though I've never laid a hand on a woman.
Whoa, 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 whoa. When did I say you beat a woman?
That night that you unfollowed me and blocked me.
I did not say you beat a woman. I never suggested you did anything physical. And you know what, dude? I'm
yeah,
not gonna
whatever.
This. You know what? I'm not going to get to this with you on here. I'm fucking trying to have a fun on a show. I'm not going to get into some e-drama bullshit because you're fucking butt mad. You know, just fucking take it somewhere else, dude. Seriously. 347-826-7667. Let's take another call. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, dude, I'm so fucking drunk.
Oh, dude, you're too young to be. You're too young to drink. You're too young to drink. Go to bed. My God.
It's Sunday night, man. He's either got to go back to school or work. I mean, what's up with that?
I don't know, dude. Anywho, 347-826-7667 is the number. We got plenty of time to take your calls. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Hello, everybody. Oh, their Doc Spin is in the chat room. Big ups to Adolf Ghostler, Alpha Kenny 1, COG, Canadian Glenn, Doc Spin, Gabe Asher, Gee, Green Pirates, guest listeners, I Root for Bad Teams, Love for World Peace, Mr. Crazy, No Show 37, Porno Puppy, Paradox, Poop Tickler, Revolution Radio, Sick Girl, Socking Dick, Stirrup Jock, The Bunny, who we heard just, okay, Bunny's here. All right, we're going to put her on the air in just a second. Let me just finish saying hello to everybody in the chat room. Ukraine Inferno, Vert, and XU out. And Shmoop, hey, what's up, Shmoop? 347-826-7667. We're now joined by Bunny. Hey, Bunny.
Right, this is Official Ace calling in by proxy, thanks to Bunny saving me here. What the fuck is wrong with your fucking cell phone number, dude? It doesn't work. It says the Blog Talk Radio show is currently full.
Dude, you snooze, you lose, bro. I guess I'm only allotted X amount of callers on the line at the same time. I don't know. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4,
I called in at 9:01.
Well, forget it. You're here now. Let's get up to speed here, dude.
All right, fill me in.
You are a practicing internist and addictionologist. You're a trained psychologist, and you're here to answer everybody's sexual and relationship and love and, you know, needs. And I've been in desperate need of your expertise. But thankfully, most of the calls have been totally bunk or not even questions. So let's go back to the phone lines. 415, you're on the air. Who's this? Caller. Hello?
Hello there. Come on.
Hello.
Bye.
They rolled into a white man.
All right. You know what? I'm not going to have any more patience for the soundboards. I'm sorry.
Well, we got Sarah here. I mean, just break out with the hosts and kind of set the tone here, man. I mean, if you're getting bunk callers, you got enough entertainment right here in the main groove.
Yeah, it's true. Sarah, you could probably give some advice to people. Now, tell me,
I'm like a relationship champion, huh?
Dude, your husband is in jail for what, over a year? And so you're not able to... not even just have sex, just even touch him and see him on a regular basis. How are you able to deal with that?
A lot of AA batteries.
Uh-huh. Wait, is that why you're named the Bunny?
I actually don't like the
Bunny. You know,
rabbit.
I have to
the rabbit's the probably the worst sex toy that was ever created.
What do you prefer, the fucking magic wand? Or what's your vibrator?
Yeah,
choice?
The wand's nice. I like the bullet.
Lots of girls.
Yeah.
Like that. Dude, I had a girlfriend that she loved the bullet so much that she would get more horny over seeing AA batteries than she would seeing my cock. Seriously, I work in tech, and so I always have AA batteries around. So, you know, just, you know, I was easy to please her after a while. But, yeah, it's bizarre. Women get attached to them. Do you have a name for your bullet? Do you name it?
No, I go through them way too fast to get attached to them.
Yeah. It's kind of
so
like
I got to ask here that the bullet is like tiny, and the wand is like this enormous instrument of war. You know, it looks like one of those World War II grenades. So with the bullet, is this for portability? I mean, is this like a, you know, during the
oh yeah, you can throw that in your purse.
Like
yeah. It fits in any bag. If it, it can, you can put it in your fucking bra. You don't even need a bag.
It's like a little
yeah.
rabbit.
Yeah, the only thing about I have had some bullets that sound like lawnmowers, so they're not very discreet.
Yeah. Yeah, that's important. Have you ever used a Sibian?
I have not.
Would you like to?
I absolutely would.
They look pretty fun. I mean, if
Lady
I was a girl, I mean, I, not that I would want to use
you.
One. I'm sorry, what was that, Ace?
I said this is a Howard Stern show. This is my point proof live on the air.
Okay, for those of you who are trying to figure out what the hell Ace is doing, he declared that he was going to do the entire show in a fake accent. So if some of you are wondering who that is, that's actually Ace. He's using an Australian accent, or is that New Zealand? What is it?
Oh, I have no fucking idea. It changes based on how much alcohol I have in my blood system.
Perfect. 347-826-7667 is the number. We've only got about 3 more minutes here live, and if people are up for it, we can continue on into overtime. If you want to listen to overtime, you're going to have to call in and listen, although I think all the call-in spots are taken, so you're fucked. Ha-ha. You're going to have to listen to this in the archives then. We will go over a little bit, but I do a segment on this show that I like to call One Hot Thing, or The Hottest Thing This Week. Yeah, that's the segment. This is where we go around the room, and everybody gives us like their hottest moment, or just the hottest, you know, if something that was really sexy that caught your eye this week. Is that somebody's vibrator going off, or is it a pager?
I'm sorry.
I hear a bullet in the background.
Are you playing with your bullet
right now?
I'm
vibrating really hard. I'm sorry.
Don't be shy. It's okay if you're playing with your bullet.
No, it's this fake accent that Ace is doing. It's just like, yeah.
It's turning you on. Yeah, I know. That gets my loins tingling too. All right, let's take another call here. Let's see who this is. Caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, Vince. Sorry to drunk.
Oh, look, dude, you're too young. You gotta go. You gotta fucking go to bed. Dude, you're grounded. I can't get legitimate callers because this kid keeps fucking holding up my line, dude. And I don't even know what he's saying. Okay, let's go around the room. Let's start with Neil. Neil, what was your hottest thing that you saw this week? What really took you aback this week?
You know, it's spring, and it's like warm enough out that some of the girls are coming out in shorts. And that's just, and after this winter, we've had this shitty polar vortex. And any skin that isn't red and chapped is kind of exciting, even if it's kind of, you know, winter pale. So that was
right.
The thing.
That sounds gay. You're definitely gay, dude. I'm sorry. It's okay. I don't judge. I'm in the Bay, dude. I don't care. It's okay. I have no problem with your sexuality, but I'm just telling you, dude. My gaydar is just flipping on. It's going nuts on you, dude. It always has, Neil. I'm sorry. You might want to break that to your significant other, whoever he or she is. It might be good news. Who knows? Let's see. Who else do we have? Oh, OpNoPro. Hottest thing this week. What was the hottest thing you saw or experienced this week?
Oh, a chick walking in a really neat jacket that had. See, I'm opposite of Neil. Neil wants to see less. I like to see more because it kind of starts the imagination going. And we've had like minus 30 or minus 60 for the last 2 months anyway. So I just liked this chick that I saw. You know, wearing a ton of stuff.
Nice. Let's go to the bunny. The bunny. What was the hottest thing that you experienced this week?
I got some good nudes from boobs, some good pics. So those are always fun.
You got nudes, dick pics from somebody? Who?
No, tit pics. I don't take dick pictures.
Oh. Who gave you tit pics?
Well, I have some guy friends who send me all the pics that their chicks send them, so I don't know who these girls are in real life. But
right. You can go ahead and forward those to me, too. I'm friends with them, too. They actually told me to tell you to forward them to me.
Oh, yeah, you got it. Then I'll send you my whole archive.
Perfect. Yeah, that's actually what they said to do. They're like, just ask for all the pics that Sarah has. Yeah. Okay. Ace, the hottest thing that you experienced all week.
Well, it's been a lot of things, but last night about 9 p.m., the bunny got drunk.
Oh, fuck you.
Yes, he did. And if you'd like those, we'd probably work out a deal, after you're off the phone with her.
Nice. My hottest thing this week was I went and saw Tool. That was pretty fucking hot, dude. Like, that got my loins. That actually got me sexually excited. It also helped that I went with a really hot chick, but it was a fucking awesome show. Like,
is she hot?
Yeah, she's cute. She's, dude.
She'd be cute.
If she didn't have a boyfriend, I would knock that shit out of the park, dude. Just no doubt about it. Dude, if that doesn't work out, I'm there, dude. She's cute. She's cool.
She's
fun.
Awesome, too.
Yeah, she's totally cool, totally fun. We're talking about Juanita. She's a cool chick. She had an extra ticket to Tool in Portland. I knew I was going to be in the area, so we linked up, and it was awesome, dude. They played at the Moda Center where the Blazers play, and the visuals were awesome. The only weird thing was that Maynard sang in the shadows the entire night. Like, you never saw him with any light. He was just up on a riser next to the drummer in total darkness. Like, the drummer was lit up, the guitarist was lit up, the bass player was lit up. Like, they had full, you saw them throughout the show, and he never had any light on him the entire time. He was just singing in the shadows. It was almost like, dude, how do we know that's even him, dude? What the hell? But he was him, though. He sounded great. The band sounded great. There was a couple times where he didn't hardly even have to sing. The audience was singing all the lyrics. It was pretty fucking badass. Anywho, let's take more questions. They're on tour right now, West Coast tour. I think they're going to be playing the San Francisco 2 dates at the Bill Graham, which would be cool to see.
I love the Bill Graham.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of shows there. It's a good place.
By the way, we're off the air.
Let's take another call. Go ahead, caller, 215. You're on the air. Who's this?
Vince is literally being an asshole because he never got good head from Sue Basco at the end of the
Look,
day.
I never even got head
Vince.
From Sue Basco.
Stop being an anti-Semite and just literally accept
Look,
the Jews and give a shout-out to the fucking
Jewish people at the end of the day.
The Jews. You are literally
you.
A fucking cunt. Literally. Also, I want to give a shout-out to Sue Basco. She always gives me good head at the end of the day compared to Mr. Vince in the gay. Also, 1280 Martin Avenue, San Jose, California.
Yeah, we already know. It's on Doxman, you idiot.
God, why? We'd have been sued again.
What the hell? All right, you know what? This is why I every time I do a BTR show, I'm reminded why I don't do them anymore. It's just people like that. They just ruin it for everybody. They really do. Just ruin everything.
That's kind of funny myself. I thought it was great.
Anyway.
All right,
well, we're pretty much out of calls then. So I guess we should wrap it up.
We've been off air for 5 minutes.
Yeah, we've been off air for 5 minutes. And we can keep going. If there's... Oh, you know what? I have... Let me find this here. Do you guys want to take a quiz?
Sure.
Yeah.
Wait, did you tell us what the hottest thing was you saw all week?
Yeah, Tool.
Oh, yeah.
And what's her name? She's pretty hot. Okay, here we go. I have some questions. Of course, it's not cute. Okay, here we go. Sex quiz, folks. Is it possible for a guy to have multiple orgasms?
Yes.
Really? Absolutely. Where are all these magical men
yes.
at?
Right here, baby.
Not like women.
They're busy
do,
sleeping.
Like, not like three in a row, like bam, 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 like women do. But like we have one, and then a half hour later, we have another. Those are multiple.
No, it's possible to get them back to back, actually. And it's like you just turned 40, though, didn't you, Vince?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like it's weird, but it's like one of those later life things. Because I'm like closer to 50, and once you get past a certain age, that whole stuff goes off and it just keeps going. That's not the case, and you can like back off for like 30 seconds, 60 seconds, and then go again. Not much longer than that, but it's possible. And it's only happened for me like half a dozen times.
Who daydreams more while getting it on, women or men?
Who what?
Who daydreams more while having sex, women or men?
Oh, probably women.
Still ready.
Women.
Why is that?
I can literally daydream, like, it's not that I'm not even focused on having sex. It's like, I got to make my shopping list and think about, like, that I have to get gas. And it's just, I'm able to multitask, so I do.
I don't know if that's a good. I don't know if I was John, how I'd feel about that. Like, she's thinking about like
every
she's
person I've
a grocery
had sex
list.
With,
she's making a grocery list while she's riding me. What the hell? She's not even paying attention.
I mean, sometimes I have a lot of things on my mind.
Damn.
I mean, it's not like I'm daydreaming about other people or whatnot. I'm daydreaming about what part of the house I need to clean next.
Did you know that in some parts of the country, girls have to get approval from their parents to get waxing done?
I did not. Of our country?
Yeah. Like, what? Who needs permission
for
that?
Like, underage girls or what?
I guess. Did you have to get permission?
Yeah.
This time?
I've never had to get permission, but I worked
neither
like
have
getting your first neither tattoo.
Let's see.
I can understand that, though, because if I had a daughter, I would not fucking want her 15-year-old to ask when to get waxed. Hell no.
Yeah.
Well, bikini season's coming along. Isn't that the norm for girls anymore?
Yeah, not children.
Well, they rule your daughter's life, tell her what she can and cannot do with her pubic hair.
Okay, I have a question. But the bunny, can you settle this for me? Is there, in fact, a G-spot? Does it exist?
Yeah.
It really...
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That was quick.
Yes. So
you can have an internal orgasm without your clit being stimulated at all. Is that possible?
No. Oh, not for me, no. I mean, I can after
so how do,
the
wait.
But
so
like...
If you can't get off without the clit, then how do you know the G-spot is doing anything?
Well, because I don't have to have it done simultaneously. I mean, the G-spot is a different type of orgasm. It does other things. You definitely know it's a different type of orgasm. And generally, it's not. You can't give a G-spot orgasm with your penis, unfortunately.
This has been a huge ongoing debate, and there was actually a Scientific American article last year, and they had some cadaver exam. They'd actually found this little bladder-like organism in that spot that had been missed all these years. So they've actually located. There's physical evidence that there's
something there. Yeah, it is kind of bladder-like. It releases a lot of fluid.
The women, they lay on the... on the bed, shaking, like, having tremors all up and down the body. But, me, it's just after I hit him in the head with a brick and drag him off somewhere,
Who
lots of fluid explosion.
Here's a question. How many times a year does the average American couple have sex?
Holy fuck.
Married couples or dating couple?
It just says couples. So... I guess the average of all the couples, married and dating.
A year?
70.
70? You said
no,
70.
I think less.
What?
I'll go
what?
With 7.
7? You
I
said
think
7.
Less. No, more than 7.
I would say 150, three times a week. That's not bad, right?
150. Okay.
Well, I think 70. If anything less than that, they got some real sad fucking sex lines.
I think it starts that way. I don't think it ends up that way.
I'm detecting
a
lot
nice
of 20-somethings on this
I'm
call.
I'm sorry for all of you.
Okay, well,
I'm detecting a lot of 20-somethings, and I think the bigger question is, how often do you have sex together versus having sex alone? That's the real relationship question.
Okay, well, according to the National Opinion Research Center, the average American couple reports having sex 66 times a year.
What?
Married adults under 30 say they have sex an average of 109 times a year. The average number drops to 70 times per year for 40-somethings and 52 times a year for people in their 50s.
Great. I have so much to look forward to.
Yeah. What I win?
Now, this is just average, though. Like, you know, there's nothing saying that you can't be the person that keeps the average high.
Yeah, you set the bell.
Okay, here's a question. Which gender has a higher preference for reaching orgasm through oral sex?
Men.
Man.
Wow, that's a tough one. I'm going to go with women because every woman I've ever been with can get off really easy that way. Maybe, you know.
Yeah, in fact, I would say probably, I like, the number's low, but I would have thought that women get off more with oral sex than they do with intercourse, but you're right, women do have or reach orgasm higher than men, but it's only 18% of women report that they prefer reaching orgasm through sex, which gender has higher preference for reaching orgasm through oral sex? Okay, so 18% of women preferred oral sex for orgasm. 10% of men preferred oral sex. So that's kind of how I am, too. I prefer to finish during intercourse myself. Like, I can agree with that. How long is it before the average man ejaculates during sexual intercourse?
3.5
minutes.
8.34. 12 minutes. Nope. A study of the Journal of Sexual Medicine found that the average duration from the beginning of vaginal penetration until ejaculation was 5.4 minutes.
Ooh, I was off.
All right, here's another question. Can stress make a man's penis shrink?
Yes.
You're correct.
Probably.
Don't ask me. I don't have a penis.
One more reason for men to avoid stress, it can make your penis shrink, if only temporarily. A man's flaccid penis varies in size considerably because of various environmental factors and their effects on the sympathetic nervous system. Cold water and cold air are perhaps the best-known causes of this shrinkage phenomenon, but psychological stress can do the same.
Smoking can do it as well. Also, mother-in-laws.
Correct. Okay, masturbation. Does it help or hurt sexual performance?
Help.
I believe it helps.
Okay.
Help.
Most masturbation is safe and healthy, sex therapists say, and it can improve sexual function and relationships by teaching men and women about their own sexual responses, so they're better able to explain to their partner what feels good to them. Do you guys do that? Do you, verbally explain? Like, do you get that? Do you explain to your partner before you have sex? Like, this is what makes me feel good? Does anybody really do that?
I mean, not every single time, but, yeah, when you're first learning how to have sex with someone.
So you're like, okay, John, we just have to ground rules, okay? No biting. I like my left earlobe.
No, it's not like that. It's like, here, give me your hand and let me show you how I want you to rub me.
I'd rather just watch. I mean, if you know how to do it.
I haven't had sex with that many men, contrary to what Twitter believes. But in my experience, men have no clue what they're doing most of the time.
I don't know. Let me consult Dan Gordon real quick. Hold on.
Hey, Dan.
Fuck you.
No, she's had sex with everyone.
However, People who become too obsessed with solo sex can develop sexual problems or lose interest in sex with their partners. And, yeah, you know.
That's when the partners aren't learning and aren't paying attention how to do it.
Okay. All right.
I mean, you never told a girl, hey, this is how I want you to give me head?